Afal pisha nosan acharon get loy posla menakuna mechlad loy boy get marsh minoy does not need a get at all. Because why? Because the boy get, if you would have to have a get, amayle posla menakuna, why isn't she posla for menakuna? Allah grusha can't get married to a kain. Ela seifa amri seifa, we say kiddush kedusha toisev, it's only kedusha tois. Is reishanami amri nisuya toisev, it's also nisuyim tois. So where it says kanzer rabban and seifa, the kanzer rabban, the mother made a knas. But the Mora says for nami liknesu, so why in the sefer also don't we make this knas? So Mora says reisha the avdi surah kansua. In the reisha where she came out, now she's doing an issa, the fact she got married to another husband without really checking out if her first husband is dead or not, because we see now the first husband is alive. So after Shah now Mishnah Taitsa Mizer Mizer, and she needs a get from both of them. The Rabbanan made a gzeira, no, the fact she did an issa. Mashenka in Sefer, which she gets married because two Adim says she'd let her get married, then Lo Yavdi Sur, it's not cool that she did an Issa, and then we say Lo Kansu Rabbanan. In the case where she got married because two Adim told her husband died, so she has a head to government to get married, and even if she lives with another man, when the husband comes back, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. In such a case, the Rabbanan did not make Xeru to say she has to receive a get from the second husband, Enechnami. It's only in the Reisha where she did Ktsas Isser, the fact she only got married through an Eidechad, and then the Rabbanan only give her the Heter if she really checked it out to make sure he's dead. And here, obviously, she did not check it out so well. So therefore, since she did Ktsas Isser here, here we make Xeru that even the second husband has to give her a get. But in the case where she got married through to Adim, then she did not do an Isser at all, the Rabbanan did not make the Xeru. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah. You were holding up pay test Amar Aleph. Pay test by the two dots. Again, the Mishnah says, Ain lo ksuba, she does not have a ksuba. So Gemara says, My time tkinula rabbon ksuba. What's the whole reason why the rabbon made a takono? The Bechlal Anisha that's married has a ksuba when she gets a get. Is Kadesh loy te kalav yain of loy tziyoy. That we do not want to make it easy in the eyes of the husband to get rid of her. Like this, if a husband knows he has to pay you a ksuba, he won't give her a get so fast. That's why the Rabbanu were misakin ksuba. So Mora says, but over here, it's just the opposite. We want the husband to give her a get. Like here, we're talking about that the first husband really is alive. Even though there was an Eidecha that told her that her husband died and she had a right to get married, but she should have checked it out much better. And since she didn't check it out enough, we have a tiny run her to say like she did Ktsas Isra. And therefore the din is Taitse Mizer Mizer. She has to leave both husbands. So therefore it's good why she does not get Ksuba, because we want to make it easy for the husband to get rid of her. Right, then the Mishnah says, Ein lo peris v'loi mezoinis v'loi belois, that this issue she does not get peris. That means the fruits that the husband ate from her nechosim, the husband does not have to pay it. Who had in mezoinis, if she had to borrow money in order to have enough food to live on, the husband does not have to pay for it. V'loi belois, and not the clothing that she brought in benichsei melug, and now they were ruined. Belois means they got spoiled. He does not have to pay for them. So Gemara says, why not? Because the klal is tenoi ksuba kiksuba domi. The tenoyim, what you put into the ksuba, that has the same halacha like the ksuba. So therefore, since here the Rabbanan said that the husband does not have to pay her a ksuba, who adini does not have to pay her the tenai of the ksuba, the conditions, the added conditions that were put into the ksuba. Like Rashi says, tenai ksuba. So now the Rabbanan made a kenas here, and the kenas says that not only the ksuba she doesn't get, but within the tenai of the ksuba also she does not receive. Then the Mishnah says, not lo mizer mizer. Let's say she did receive a ksuba for me, the husband, so alocharish, she has to give it back. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course she has to give it back. Like, why not? She has the right to keep it. So Mora says, Ma, the time I would have thought, Kivon, the Tofsho, since she's already holding it, she's like Tofa, she has it. Lo mafkina mino, we won't take it away from her. Kamash malon. That yes, Ad kilekach v'rabbanan said that we even take it away from her. Even if the husband's by mistake gave her the ksuba, she has no right to be Tofa said to keep it, but the din is we take it away from her. Then the Mishnah says the wife that her vlad is a mamzer, that the kid is a mamzer. It means mizel mizel, again the word. So if she lives from the second husband and she has a kid, that's pusher, the kid's a mamzer. Because the second husband, it's an ashes ish, she's an ashes ish, so rather the kid's a mamzer. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that even from the first husband, even though that midiraisa, she's mutter to a first husband, still the lochre, the kid is called a mamzer. So we'll go off to a side halacha, but we'll come back to this chiddush. Mora says tonight, awesome. We learned over there Gemara Menachah, Gemara in Psachim. Really, it's a Mishnah in Trumas that says Ein Tormin Min Hatom Me'alator. If you have Tfuah that grew and you want to give off Truma to give to the Kohen, so halacha is, let's say some of the Tfuah became Tomei and the rest of the Tfuah is Tor. So you're not supposed to take from the Tomei Dikat Tfuah, make that Truma on the other, on the Tor Dikat Tfuah. That's the law of Ein Tormin Min HaTomei Ala Tor. V'yim Torim, let's say somebody did it, he didn't listen to the law, and he went ahead and did it, he took off Truma from the Tomei Dika Tfua, and he wanted to make the Tor Dika one Chulin. So law is B'shoi Geig Truma Se Truma. If he did not realize it, he didn't realize what he was doing, he did not realize it was Tomei at the time, so law is the Truma is good, and the Chulin, the Yisrael is allowed to eat. Bemezid, let's say he did it bemezid, he knew what he was doing. He knew that this tfua is tmeya, and he went and made a truma on the other ones. Zalocher is lo yosav lo klum, that it's no good. The truma is not chal, it's still called tevel, and he has to give over again truma. So Mor says now, my lo yosav lo klum. What does the Mishnah mean when it says if you took off truma tmeya for the Tor, if he did it bemezid, he did not do anything? What does it mean, liyosav leklum? So first the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, liyosav leklum kol ikur. That means, mamish, nothing took effect. Nothing is chal. That means, the afilo hu gruya, hoda letivle. Yes, that means that even a higuruya, even this little bit of tfua that you took off to make it truma, even that is not chal truma on it. And that also comes back to tivla. It's like tevel. In other words, nothing is chal at all. And you have to go and take off truma again from everything. That's the way Rav Chisda learns. Rav Nosam, Rav Ishi Omar, Lo Yosav, Lo Klum. What does it mean in the Mishnah? You do not do anything b'mezid. It just means L'saken Es Hashirayim. Just means the leftover part that usually the Yisrael is allowed to eat becomes chulin. That's not fixed up. The Shirayim, the leftover part that's not truma, that did not become fixed up. You still have to take off truma again from that. Avo truma heavy, but the little bit of tfua that you took off the shame truma, on that tak it is chal truma, and this you have to give to the kohen. So it's machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Ishia. St. Mora says, Rav Chisda lo yom makrev nosim Rav Ishia. Why doesn't Rav Chisda say like this? Diyam retevri truma, because if you're going to tell me that the little bit that it took off remains truma, that is truma, if so, we have to be afraid that zim nin de posha v'loy mafresh. Sometimes he'll be a poshaya. He'll like, forget, he will not forget, poshaya, posha. He won't do it. V'loy mafresh, and he won't take off truma from the shrayim. In other words, if we're going to let him think that what he took off in shrayim, poshaya to do it already. And shrayim off is not chal truma. So the person should feel over again from. So Gemara says, if that's a svara, if that's a chizdi svara, then maishno mehoda tenan. Why is this different than another aloch, another mission in Trumais? They will learn like this. Ha toirim kishuyas. If somebody started to take off truma from kishuyas, he had pumpkins. V'nim tzesmara, and he found out that the pumpkin that he took for truma is bitter. Ros avtiach, he started to take off truma from watermelons, from avtiach melons. V'nim tzesruach, and he found out it was spoiled. The locher is truma. What he took off, this one melon or the one pumpkin, it is chal truma on it. But for yachsa v'yutrim, and he has to go ahead and take off truma a second time. If you see lo yosef lo klum, it's not chal truma at all. How come over here it says clearly that it is truma, and just you have to take off truma a second time? So Gemara says poshid. Shoigeg amazed karamis, like you asked Nakasha from Aloch of Shoigeg. The second Mishnah is talking about a dinner be Shoigeg. So what's the Kasha on Mazid? Shoigeg lo yovari sura. If he only did a b'shoigeg, not willingly, he did not do an aver, he did not do an iser. Therefore, the Rabbanan left it at the true mischal. Mashen kein mezid kovar isura. In our case, we be mezid. He took off truma tameya on Torah. So since he did an iser, therefore the Rabbanan said that the truma is not chal at all. So therefore, it's no kashan memchizda. So now the Gemara says, "Barami shoygeg ashoygeg." I'll hear the kash on the loch of shoygeg to the loch of shoygeg. If you do it not willingly, "Hochig tonyovir." It says this last Mishnah, "B'shoygeg the locher is truma, so truma." It's considered like the truma is chal. It's called a good truma, even though you're not supposed to take off bitter stuff. But b'shoygeg, it's chal the truma. And Hossam Katoni, before we had the locha was truma, but for Yachsa v'yitrim, even b'shegeg, if you took off truma tameya on Taira, the locha is truma, but you have to take off truma a second time. You see, the first truma is not 100% good. Tumor says, Hossam shegeg korov lemezid, di boy lay limitame. In other words, really, you're supposed to taste it. So you take off truma, so if you have these pumpkins, we have these melons, if it's spoiled, really, you should have checked it out and see if it's spoiled or not. So therefore, that's called a little bit korov lemezid. So therefore, the loch is, even though you did a b'shegeg, but the truma is chal, but you have to take off truma a second time. Mashaik, in the first case, where the truma was tameya, if you're a shegeg, you did not realize it, so that's called a good shegeg, then you do not have to take off truma a second time. Yeah, so now the Gemara says, for Rami mezid al mezid, I'll ask the stira from the din of mezid to the din of mezid. Hochik ton yovir, it says, b'mezid l'yosaklum. If he took off truma b'mezid, either from the trum from tameya onto Torah, so it says l'yosaklum. And also Tanan over here, we learned another Mishnah we learned like this. A Mishnah in Demai, it says like this: Ha Torah mishen nokuf al nokuf is truma v'yachs of yitrim. If somebody took off truma from vegetable, whatever it was, tfua that grew in a pot, shene nokuf. Shane Nokov means the pot has no hole on the bottom, so it does not have a yanika from the karka. Therefore, midiraisa like its potter from trum altogether, because midiraisa it has to have a yanika, it has to get its nourishment from the ground. So, if you have took off truma from tfua that grew in a pot, shane Nokov, al Nokov, another tfua that grew in a pot that does have a hole in it. And that part, therefore, what grows in the second part is mechuyev midiraisa and truma semaisris. So let's say it took off truma from something that's only midrabonin onto something that's mechuyev midiraisa. The locher is truma. What you took off tak is chal truma, but for yachza v'yitrim, you have to give truma off a second time. Skuria b'mezid, you did something wrong. B'mezid, you took off the truma from the wrong tfua onto the other tfua, and still we say it's chal the truma. Sigmar says, betray mani tzayis, bechad mono loitzayis. Like over here, it's two different pots. In other words, one pot had a hole in it, and one pot did not have a hole in it. So if we say the truma is chal, but we tell you, you should know, you still have to take off truma from the other pot, they'll listen to you. Because the people look like two different pots, two different chiyuvim, therefore they'll take off truma a second time. Mashenken, the case before was all one pot. It was like one bunch. And if you took off truma, even though it was truma temeya, but people, once you'll say the din is that the truma is chal, people think that's it, I don't have to take off any more truma. So people will be poshe, they won't be yachs of yitrim. So therefore, before, where it's all in one bundle, one pot, there we have to say that the truma you took off, the truma temeya, it's not chal at all, the truma, in order that the person would go ahead and take truma a second time. By shaking over here, that's two different pots, one pot that has a hole, one pot that does not have a hole in it. So even though we say the locher, the truma is chal, but when we tell them they have to take off truma a second time, they will listen. Now the Gemara says, and what does that mean? What does layosav leklum mean? It just means lasak in shirayim. Just means the leftover, the Torah they got for, still have to take off truma a second time. Avo truma heavy. But this little bit of tfuah, even though it's temeya, that you took off a truma, he owes the truma ischal. Again, like the case before, we took off truma temeya for the Torah, for the Tfuah Torah. So he said, Le'asav Le'klum does not mean nothing at all. It just means for the Shirayim, you have to take off again Truma. But what you took off right now, of a Truma, it is considered Truma.